Ed Pollock graduated from Hobart in 1955 with an English and philosophy split major. He pursued a career in the law. One day, he expressed an interest in the pictures hanging on the office wall of one of his colleagues.
As you may or may not know, if you show the least bit of interest to any art collector what they have, you're going to hear about it. And long story short, I got invited to dinner at his house, his wife and daughter, and saw the art collection that he had and went home with a little etching by a German artist named Otto Dix. That began my interest in buying art. I had previously, you know, I saw art galleries, but it never occurred to me that an ordinary person could have art till I visited this guy's house.
Pollock spent many years working for the Department of Housing and Urban Development in New York and in Boston. He also entered into antiques businesses with partners in both cities. Books became a special interest along with works on paper. Over 40 years dealing in art eclipsed dealing in books, which is where Pollock is today. As his interests have evolved, so has the art business. Pollock has owned an art gallery in Portland, Maine.
I am just in the process now of closing it. I want to go back to sort of dealing privately. I sell through my website, and I sell at the shows that I exhibit at. And the world of art galleries today is, if you do enough events where wine and cheese is served, people will come.
Which brings us to the collection Pollock is bringing to the Davis Gallery. The exhibition is titled Audubon to Warhol, Two Centuries of American Art on Paper. It's divided into sections, topical and chronological, reflecting a variety of art movements. The works are drawn from items that are a part of his business inventory, as well as art from Pollock's own collection, works that he has purchased from friends and from people he admires.
There need to be enough names that are familiar to people that it doesn't just look like some guy's, you know, gatherings. But there also needs to be some things that people may not have heard of and that show how, you know, what the scope of art of these periods is. So yeah, it's a personal curation, and it had factors involved that, you know, might not have been the case if it was, you know, if this was a museum collection and I were the curator putting on a show.
Audubon to Warhol, Two Centuries of American Art on Paper, opens at the Davis Gallery Friday with a reception from 6 to 8 and a gallery talk at 6:30. The exhibition continues through April 22nd. For Finger Lakes Public Radio, I'm Kelly Walker.